Good morning, everybody. Oh my goodness, this is my third show this morning. Good morning, I'm running strong, running hard. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Stan. How are you this morning?
I am well this morning, Jamie. And you?
I'm good, a little run down, but I'm here. I think I need some. I feel the allergies coming already. It is snowing outside, which I don't understand, but my body knows what is coming. My body knows, and that's it, you know. When your body knows, you can't fight it, so you just got to take it. So it is snowing, and I just wanted to do a show today, I guess, about some testimonies I got from my business, you know, because I wanted to go into Proverbs chapter 20. We've been running through. Let me set up right. We've been talking about the snow. We've been talking about things that are going on in our everyday life. And we got snow again not in the Jersey area, but. Oh, you know, in the area that we're in, we got snow, and we can't believe it. It's almost April. That's number one, and I can kind of understand because things are changing. The weather is changing, but I do remember. I believe I was listening to the weather, and I think I was right last year. I remember. Us getting snow before April or during April, and we had Easter dresses on or something, you know. So I thought I do recall snow coming. So snow is here again, and then I think tomorrow is going to be in the 50s, and then Sunday is going to be in the 40s. So even though it's in the 50s, it doesn't feel like it yet. So that's number one. Number two, you're listening to Jamie's Journal, and Arlene Spann is here with me, and we've been running through the show of Proverbs, and I just wanted to just talk a little bit about the testimonies that's been going on in my business, and it's exciting, you know. Don't get me wrong, I haven't, you know, forgot about my Proverbs, because I've been reading it. Yesterday I read in Proverbs, I believe, 19, I forget what verse, it says, wealth is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy is your friend. So, you know, the people that are really your friends are wealthy, but everybody doesn't want the same thing you want. Everyone doesn't want the same goal you want. Everyone doesn't want the same thing, the same action, the same concept. And the people that are your friends will become wealthy that are around you and circle around you so that when you want a conversation, things will go the way you planned it to go and take action. So we are running strong for this. But, you know, and it's true. I've always thought about it. You know, and put this in your mind, too, that if you ever had about, I want to say, 4 to 5 friends that just jumped into what you were doing, jumped into your life, jumped into your area, you know, totally supported you, you know, and what you're doing, you'll be excited. And you will say, wow, they're my friends that have wealth. But in the back end of wealth is wisdom. You got to have some wisdom. And yesterday, well, I always go to my meeting every month. I try and make it twice a month, but I can never really get out. But I at least make it once a month. And when I make it once a month, you know, people are not wealthy yet, but we're getting there. You can't, you know, be wealthy overnight, you know. So as we build on wealth, everybody will have a certain amount of wealth. Some people will be wealthy with knowledge. Some people will be wealthy with wisdom. Some people will be wealthy just to be wealthy. You know, wealthy in books, wealthy in prosperity. You know, everybody's wealth is not the same. Because I know it's my wealth may be knowledge, but Arlene's may be, you know, just reading her word and spitting out that word every minute and every second of the day to people. You know, I told you before, I'm still teaching my nephew the word. You know, I'm still teaching him Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know, I'm still teaching him that. I'm still putting it in his mind. He just quoted it yesterday. And I'm still putting it in his mind so that, oh, and she just dropped off. ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back on. It sounds like she dropped off, Arlene. Let's see. Are you back on?
I hope
here
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm busy talking, and I'm like, wait, it says she dropped off.
I did. I don't know what happened, but I'm back now, live and well.
So what do you think about this thing called wealth?
I think that wealth is, when I'm talking to people and I say health, your health is your wealth, because sometimes we get wealth and we're only thinking about that materialistic thing that we can attach money to. But if our friends, like you talked about, if people would just get involved in what you're doing, I think about that with health as well. If people would get on board and know that God said in his word that even his word would be health to our navel and marrow to our bones and all of that in his word, then when we think about wealth, we will start thinking about it differently. We'll start thinking about not only materialistically, but our mind, our spirit, our body, the whole person. We'll start looking at it that way. And, Jamie, it would be great that people would come aboard and even be a part of Jamie's journal so that they can learn and take part, even when you open the lines for them to chime in and give their viewpoint, because that's wealth as well. So if people would begin to know that they're valuable to God, begin to know that they have something important to share, begin to know that their gifts and talents are important to the world, then they'll begin to understand that the wealth that they have inside of them, some of it is just like you said, the wisdom that they have, and know that they're wise in something that we don't know. I look at things like you take the auto mechanic and I watch my husband doing things. He can do things I wouldn't know. I mean, you ask me where to turn the knob, take the oil out so you can put the new oil in the car. I mean, your car is going to be jacked up if you're asking me to do that. But he has, the knowledge and the wisdom for that. So he's a wealth of information. So there are many people out there sitting on their wealth, and they don't want to share with other people. And we're just inviting you today to take the wealth that you have inside of you, share it with someone, and if you can join forces with someone and come aboard and let the two cords be better than the one cord, then come on aboard and let's join forces together to help each and every individual that we can to become more wealthy in what they're doing. Back to you, James.
Right. And that is so true. Wealth can be health. Wealth can be knowledge. Wealth can be just wisdom. Wealth can be many of things than just money. You know, it's more than just giving you $1,000 or $1 billion and saying, here you go. Here's your wealth. Because you can go out, I can give you the money, and you can go out and you can spend it on your bills. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God, I'm broke again. So there are wealthy people out there, and if you would like to call in, you can call in 666-896-856. I haven't opened up the lines in a while, you know. But I know that there's people out there listening that want to call in, that want to email me and say, hey, Jamie, how great of a show you're doing. Because we are journaling every single day, no matter whether we say it or not. You journal every day, and you have wealth in your mind, but there's times when you don't understand that if you don't speak it, if you don't write it, if you don't write it down, because we all have a book in us. That's what I put on my morning. That's what I said to my morning call. I said, we all have a book within us. We just don't realize it because we're so busy. And I said OG, which is organic gold, you know. We are so busy running and running and running and running. Don't you ever think for a second you have a book. You have something within you that can be established through the world, but you don't know unless you write it down and put it out there.
Mm.
You don't know. You don't know. I didn't know. I had a book within me with the abuse, the things that I've been through. You know, I didn't know. I had a book within me when I was going through my depression. I didn't know I had a book in me when I said, you know what, I have this big anemia problem and I need to resolve it. And I did get it sort of kind of resolved, but it's not the best decision that we made, I don't think. But I am still going to get that anemia journal out because I know that there's people. I mean, I just saw on the doctors yesterday, there was a woman who had the same problem. She was she had anemia, and she didn't know what was going on. Most people blame it on the weight, which 9 times out of 10, it's more than just that, you know, because I could take iron pills for the rest of my life, but still I'm backed up when I'm drinking all this water and stuff like that. But, you know, we never really figure out the real problem or the real solution until we sit down and we say, okay, how can I put all the stories and the steps and the strategies and the circumstances into one book and make it happen? And make it happen. You got to make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. You can't just sit there and watch people walk by you and continue to say, wow, I wish I could do it. Wow, I wish I can do it. And your fear is still in your other ear telling you you can't. There is something more within you, but we don't realize it. We want to get on to everyone else's call. We want to get on to everyone else's radio show. We want to get on to everyone's inspiration channel and radio show, but we don't want to get on to our own. We don't. You know, because I'm in the South Jersey area, and I'm with this fabulous group, networking group. And the one thing people don't want to do is do the work. I find that so many times, you know. I'm my own business owner, but I put in my work. I put in the work. From even if it's 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. at night. I put in the work. You got to put in the work. Most people don't want to call in, Arlene. Most people don't want to do that. Most people just want to, you know, let me just sit back and listen to the show. I don't need to call in. You know what I mean? So what do you think? You know, as I do have a quick little testimonies and stuff, but I know you have some things to say.
You know, when you think about, let's just think about what God did, right? Remember in the beginning, his desire was to speak with man and talk with man, so he was on that level with Adam and Eve, and they had that direct communication with him where they were able to just speak openly and freely to him. So I understand the reasons why people don't want to, I can look at it from both standpoints, of why they don't want to let their voice be heard. Some people don't realize. I have a friend who always talks about, she looked at a sign, and the sign says, be a voice for the voiceless. And when I'm going around and I'm talking to people about diabetes, when I'm talking to people about how they can be healthier, when I'm talking to people about just the aches and pains that they want to rid themselves of in their bodies, then I know at that point I'm being a voice for the voiceless, because there are people who have the same pain. There are people who are the pre-diabetics. There are people who are walking around with needles, poking needles in themselves. There are even more people out there who have a teeth and all of those things. So we still don't want to cause our voice to be stopped just because someone else's voice, they don't want their voice to be heard. And I know the Bible tells us Satan is a thief to come steal, kill, and destroy. They want to destroy those voices. He don't want the books to go out. He don't want the voices to be heard. He don't want the people to share. He wants to hold you back. He wants to take your voice, cut it off, so that you never move any forward. The people that you would help, they're not able to move forward. Why? Because he caused your voice to be stopped, everything to be held within you. And that's the reason you hear people say, well, the wealthiest place there is the graveyard, because there are so many things out there and so many people who died holding all that information in them, never sharing it with even their generations of family, people who were abused, and you come along in your family not knowing, my goodness, Cousin Sue was abused in the same manner. She never shared it. We never know, you know, we never knew anything about it. So we are just like what John said. We're just a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way for others to come along. And know that they have a voice and that their voice should be heard, especially if your voice is lining up with what God is saying in his word. If your voice is talking about his goodness, if your voice is sharing how he helped you to overcome, if your voice is sharing how he can help you to help others, then that voice needs to be heard. And I'm just going to go back real quick to something you said, Jamie, when you were talking about the books that are in you. In God's word, he says this. In John chapter 21, verse 25, God has this to say. There are many other things which Jesus did also. If they were all written down, I do not think the world itself could hold a book that would be written. And then he goes on to talk about more books that are going to be written. And he said, but more, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, he talks about books being written. So I just want people to know that God, even with the Bible, wants us to know that there are books out there. He wants your story to be told. The Bible is his story, but he wants the legacy moves forward so that your generation and the next generation and the fourth generation will know that you left your mark on the earth. You were not silenced by faith, but you allowed God to be used. You allowed God to use you through your voice. Back to you, James.
The preacher is in the house.
Just sharing my book.
The preacher is in the house. Wow. She said a mouthful, ladies and gentlemen. And see, that's why we're a team. You know, when I don't have all the answers, she has the answers. When she doesn't have all the answers, I have the answers. You know, but we help each other. And that's what makes us a great team. That's what makes us a great team. You know, some days I want to say, Arlene, I don't want to do the show. But no, I get on here anyway, and I push myself to do it. Because we make a great team, no matter if it's a half an hour, no matter if it's 15 minutes. Well, you know, if it's 15 minutes, I probably wouldn't let you know. Because, you know, we won't be able to talk as long. But, you know, it goes to show, no matter what we're going through, ladies and gentlemen, there is something inside of you. And that's what I always thought. I thought, well, let's see. I'm the middle child, and I don't know that much. Yep.
Oh, You said that and you just prompted me. I'm a middle child. Oh, we just learned something. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm a middle child. Go ahead.
And then I said to myself, I don't know, a couple of years ago before I started radio, I said, well, I'm the middle child. My brother and my sister went to college. I tried to go to college. Didn't happen. And I said, well, I could start this daggone radio show. I said, well, let me just see. Let me just, you know, start doing around, start figuring stuff out. And once I knew what I was supposed to be doing, a team member stepped in, and I'm just so excited, you know, every single time, you know. But the thing is, the point I'm making is we are a team. She loves the word. I love the word. We both, you know, like the nature, you know, we're both backing each other up no matter what we talk about on the show. So that's what makes us a team. And I'm just thankful for Arlene Spann to be on with me and to back me up on whatever I say. And the Bible speaks for itself. The Bible speaks for itself. Because let me read you the scripture in Proverbs, and we are almost done. Proverbs 19, verse 4. Wealth makes many friends. That's the verse I was talking about. Wealth makes many friends. You know, not to take it out of context, but we need, God has, let me go through it this way before we got to go. When God created us, and I meant to say this morning, but I didn't have time. When God created us, he doesn't want us to keep on scraping. He wants us to live abundantly blessed. Abundantly. You know, we're supposed to be multipliers. We're supposed to be multiplying things. That's why I have two shows, and there's two people on this show, and there's going to be more. But we got to start from somewhere. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn more about your word, go and read your word today. I challenge you to start from the beginning of Genesis and read your word. Because the word is important. The word will break down some things and give you a revelation that you have never learned before, I promise you. Every single time I open that Bible, there's something new I don't know. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of books out there. I know that they're, oh, my God, did you get the latest Robert Kiyosaki? Oh, my God, did you get the latest John Maxwell? No. Because I'm reading my word. My word lives for me more than anything else in this day and age. Battlefield of the mind, we might be going through it next month. But still, the word speaks for itself. And you just heard a bunch of revelation that was given. And the one thing I want you to take away, if you can't take away anything, that you are valuable and that you are made in his image and in his likeness. Genesis 1:26. So don't take it for granted that you don't have a voice. Don't take it for granted that things aren't going your way right now. Oh, my God, I think I'm going to die. Things are not going my way. Well, join the club. There's a lot of things out here that's not going to always go your way. I was just reading Joyce Myers, and she said that in the battlefield of the mind. She said one day she saw this advertisement, and she decided to go down and see what it was all about. And then when she went down there, she got a little tooed. She got a little tooed and said, I can't believe you advertised this, and yada, 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 yada. So she got upset because she didn't realize that, you know, you can't always have what you want. You can't always have what you want. You know, I want to be financially free right now. But guess what? It takes, I didn't even say this, I mean, it takes about 5 years to even build your foundation in a business. 5 years to build your foundation. Just to build your foundation, not your business, but your foundation. So think about that. Think about what we just said. Review this. Go back and review this. I thank you for joining us for another Jamie's Journal. Man, I wish you had more time to expound. Dr. Arlene Spann, how can we get in touch with you if we need anything from you today?
If you want to take the conversation further, you may reach me at arlenesweat@gmail.com. Understanding that wealth attracts many friends, but the poor are soon separated from them. Go out and find someone that you can share your knowledge with today. arlenesweat@gmail.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. And I know I can always share something with Arlene when we're not busy, right? When we're not busy, when we can pick a time to actually sit and talk. I will be calling you or texting you today. Today's Friday, Arlene. So, because I got a few questions and stuff for you. Gotta put that in, ladies and gentlemen. You know, she's working, I'm working. We always busy doing something in the midst of the snow. So, it is time for us to go, but I really don't want to go. But tune in, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are going to be talking about all Proverbs all next week, I promise you. And I will get to my testimonies in a little bit. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I may put another show in gear for next week. But ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that you are a valuable person and that you are important to God. And just because things aren't going your way doesn't mean God doesn't love you, God doesn't care about you, God doesn't honor you. Well, you got to honor God. That's a different story. But God loves you. God loves you. Your creativeness and all that you do. So go to church, you know, relax and get this foundation and understand that the best is yet to come. On Jamie's Journal, I promise you, next week is going to be bigger, it's going to be better, it's going to be brighter, running through the Book of March and April. I think we're going to do Battlefield of the Mind, but I'm not sure of that. But we're going to get into some things that Joyce Myers has said. So I want to thank you, and God bless you, and I will chat with you Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.